Good morning, everybody. Yes, that was a short time to sing Lord, to sing before the Lord, but we will more sing more Lord songs this morning. I said today it is the last Sunday before, yes, the Lord came with his Holy Spirit. Yes, Pentecost. It was the highlights in our life that the Lord did for us. He gave his Holy Spirit, and after that he will come to take us. Between Pentecost and the 40 days before, since Pesach, 40 days after Pesach and Pentecost. And since we know also 40 years in the Bible, that is a deep truth. 40 days of the flea, the water came with Noah, and Nineveh got 40 days to repent, and they did, and the Israel was 40 years in the desert, and now we are in 40 days before Pentecost. And the meaning for all these 40 days, these 40s, can be a place for a time from repent, or to be ready before something new that God will do in your life. Maybe you ask what happened in the 40 days before Pentecost, in the Bible we find the stories in Acts 1 verse 1 and 2. In my former book Theophilus I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After this suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. He spoke to them about the kingdom of God. 40 days. And he was convincing proof that he was alive. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, he is risen from the dead, and he was seen by 500 people. 500 persons saw him. Ooh. When we say this, many people will say, that is not possible. But we know it, because it is a fact. We service a living Lord. And during these 40 days that Jesus was with his disciples, the theme of his being was he spoke about the kingdom of God. You read more. And the last day of this day is verse 4. once occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised, which you have heard from me when I spoke about it. So when they were recovered, they asked him, Lord, are you in this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? That we can understand. 40 days he was with his apostles, and he spoke of a kingdom. Oh Lord, will you in this time restore the kingdom of Israel? Wow! I understand this. That they will free from the Romans, and that the promised throne of David will be risen. And verse 7 says, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times and dates what the Father has said by his own authority, but you will receive power from the Holy Spirit comes on you. You need not to know when it is. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Yes. That is from the Word of God this morning. This is at the end of the service of Jesus Christ here. That was in the beginning. He was 3 years. He lived here and walked with his disciples. And we will read from the Sermon of the Mount in Matthew 6, 9, verse 9 and 10. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is the kingdom. I thought when I read this thing, when the 40 days with peace from Pesach to Pentecost, he spoke about this kingdom, your kingdom come. And this Sunday we will also speak about this. What Jesus meant by this, and will say to us today, let come your kingdom. What is it about? Is this a prayer about the future? For the day that Jesus comes back, and when he sets his feet on the mountain in Jerusalem, and that his kingdom will come over, this some prayer meant for our daily life. For now, in these days, or is it maybe both? The future and also the day from today. Let your kingdom come. Your kingdom come and your will be done. It starts with our Father. That's a miracle. That the creator of all the earth may call our Father. And then it goes on. Your kingdom come. We pray to the Father, your kingdom come. It is the kingdom of the Father. That is exactly what we will read when Jesus will say things at the Last Supper. We will also read that it is a kingdom of the Son. The Son of God. The kingdom of the Father and the kingdom of the Son. But it is the same. It is one kingdom. And it is the kingdom of the Father. The fortunes to give the kingdom to the Son, his Son, Jesus. It is the kingdom given to the Son. It is the kingdom of the Father and the Son. At the last days, the Son will give the kingdom back to the Father. It is the kingdom from the Father given to the Son. And the Son will give it back to the Father at the end of the days. You will read it in 1 Corinthians 15. It can also be that it is the kingdom of heaven that came down on earth. And the Jews should not mention the name of God, but they say Lord. It is a kingdom from heaven. For Jesus in this 40 days, he spoke with his apostles about this kingdom, but in the whole period he lived in earth in these 3 years, it was the theme of what he was spoken of, the kingdom. Jesus 50 times he spoke about the kingdom, this kingdom, and his kingdom, and the kingdom of the Father. And sometimes he used stories about it, parables. It was one of the reasons that he came from on this earth to speak about his kingdom. He will bring a kingdom to the earth. It's Luke 4, also in the other cities, I have to go to bring the kingdom of God. For therefore I came to the earth. And he told the good news in the synagogues in Judea. He came to bring the kingdom nearby for his people, for his apostles. From that time he said, repent, because the kingdom of heaven is nearby. The kingdom comes is not in on the earth, but it is nearby. The kingdom is not yet, but the king came. He was the king, Jesus. He showed us so many things about that kingdom, miracles and signs, and even dead people stand up raised from the grave. All miracles and all signs of that kingdom. And when you read after Pentecost, then we see also the disciples and apostles, they spoke about the kingdom, that same kingdom of the Lord. And also they made miracles and signs. I have a picture. How do you experience it? On one side, the kingdom is very concrete, very real. Just as the kingdom of the Holland. Can you show us it? Can you give it for us? That is difficult. I cannot make it real for you. I first thought the Kingdom of Holland, and there is Dronten. Dronten is a place in the Kingdom of Holland. And then I said the Kingdom of God. And that I showed. And then I get something on Google, the buildings from the Jehovah Witnesses. But it is not the Kingdom of God. That is not the real Kingdom of God. You cannot show it. I cannot show it to you. You cannot no. The Kingdom of God is not seen. When Pilate asked Jesus if he is the Kingdom of the Jews, and then Jesus answered, John 10, verse 36, my kingdom is not from this earth. When my kingdom was from the east, then my servants came, and I will not be here then as myself now, but my kingdom is not from this earth. It is from an other origin, a spiritual kingdom. But there comes a day that when you send in Google message the Kingdom of God, then you see also a picture for the kingdom with a palace. It was a song for children. Psalms he can sing, but things of us we made will be go, but the psalm will stay. It is God's word. The song we sing to the kingdoms of this world will be the Kingdom of God. It will be. The kingdom of the God, of our God, will be the kingdom of this world, and it will be for eternity, for always. John, in Revelation, then the sound of the bazoon from the trumpet, now begins the kingdom of the Lord about over all the world, and it is the kingdom of the Messiah, and he will be king in all eternity. It will be during a night. You can see it in Daniel, in the book of Daniel. During the night, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. A dream. There was a big person, a big image, and he had a head and arms and were from iron and clay. And then Daniel said that were from the different kingdoms of the world, the head, the body, the arms and the legs and the feet. And at the end of the times, then all the kings things will be under the leading from an Antichrist. Under leading. But at end, that dream, then there comes something Nebuchadnezzar sees, a stone coming from the mountains, and he came down, and the whole image was away. Then all the image was ascend and away with the wind, and there was you could not find anything about it. The stone came, but the stone went bigger and became bigger and bigger and filled the whole earth. This meant that this were the kingdom, but in the days the God of heavens shall come with a kingdom that never will go away, but that kingdom will take away all the other kingdoms, and it will be forever and ever. Daniel 2, verse 44. This is the kingdom of the Father and the Son that came for always and will be for always. The kingdom of Jesus Christ. When Jesus learned us to say, "Your kingdom come," then he said something about his return, and then the kingdom will be real, will come on earth forever and ever. There is a movement in the earth now, that it is used to say the kingdom now, and that movement that we are called to build the kingdom here on earth. But and when the kingdom is there, Jesus will come. But that is not the truth. That is not the truth. We do not build that kingdom, but the kingdom will come with Jesus. The stone was not made by human hands, but it came from the mountains, from God. And that filled the earth. It is not a kingdom that we will build, but it will come from God, and He will build it. That kingdom of the Father. We must not build, and we cannot build the kingdom of God. He will build it himself. The kingdom of God comes when the king comes. He will be king, Jesus Christ. The apostles hoped that Jesus, the risen Lord, should be king in their days. What the prophet says also, this is, when the king comes, then comes also the kingdom. But, that says the prophets. But they did not accept Jesus as the king, as the Messiah. They did not accept him. He was nailed on a cross. He came, He came to his people, but his people did not accept him, says the Apostle John is in his letter. And Pilate said, the King of the Jews. He said Pilate, but that was the Jews didn't want that he said that. But he was it. The kingdom will come. Why was Jesus crossed? Why? It was not the last thing. No, but at a day, 3 days later, he raised up from the grave. Jesus said it all before. Now he said, listen, all these things have to be, has to happen. Through my dad, I will give you life. Your new life comes from my dad, for I take all the sins, all the bad things away, and you can come through me to the Father. But this kingdom come also for the Jews, also about over Israel at the end, when he comes anew for the second time as the Lord of Lords, as the King of Kings, the King of Peace. When we see it, all what happens now, you can see it is 1 minute before 12. The day of his coming is near. Jesus says something about it. When by the Last Supper, Matthew 26, you cannot read it. He will drink the wine with us anew in the kingdom of his Father. He takes us, and when we are with him, then we will drink the wine with us for always. Matthew 26, verse 26, you can read it, that he will drink anew the wine with us in the kingdom of his Father. What does it mean? It is not only in future. Yes, it is comes in the future, but we can say, yeah, one day there comes a day. We can also say, and we have to wait until the day. No, there is a miracle. The kingdom of God must come, shall come, and it, I can say the kingdom of God is there today, now. Everybody who gets, I am a disciple of the Lord, then you belong to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Father. Colossians 1. The Father took us, and Colossians 3. We have a new kingdom. He took all our sins away. He took us out of the might and set us in the kingdom of his Father. Yes. that is the greatest miracle, that he take us and set us over in the kingdom of the Father, in his kingdom, and give us peace. When God sees in your eyes, did you move to the kingdom of God already? Do you know it, that you are freed from the might of the darkness and the sin, but that you are now in the kingdom of his love? Then I can say, congratulations. But I see, when you do not know it, then I advise, go to Jesus with all your sins, with all your life, give it him. Open your heart and accept that Jesus gave his life for you, for your sins. He took the sins away from you, and he comes with his Holy Spirit, and he will dwell in you. I should tell days and days about this theme, this subject, but now I will end my sermon. Practically, we do know it, but does it mean that the kingdom is already here and that you can be a part of it? The kingdom is, in Greek, is basileia. That is kingdom, as and yeah, the to be a king. A kingdom in one word. You cannot show it. You cannot find it in Google Maps. Can you show the kingdom? And now I can say yes, there is it. There you are the kingdom. We are the kingdom. When the king came in our hearts with his Holy Spirit, then we are the kingdom. The kingdom is here. Yes, is it in you? Raise up your hand, hallelujah. We are his children, we are the kingdom. In your life is the king. Yes, he is the king. The kingdom of God. You are a part of his kingdom, walking here on this earth. That is beautiful. We live in a world. This world is reigned by kings, earthly kings. It is not freed yet. The devil is king, says Jesus. We cannot see him, but he is the there is a struggle here on this earth, but in us the kingdom is there. And it means that where you are, where you will be tomorrow, of the next week, of Monday evening, where you are, there is the kingdom. When you come in, the kingdom comes in. Yes. Yes. Are you sure? Are you sure that you are a part of the kingdom? We cannot build the kingdom, but we will be a part of the kingdom when we accept the kingdom of Jesus. Accept that he gave his life for you and that he comes as a king. You will be a part of that basileia. four signs. It is not discussions, it are not words, the kingdom, no. That is it. But justice and peace and gladness, that is the kingdom. The kingdom is not words, no blah blah blah, but the kingdom is not of words, but the kingdom is power. Power. Justice. Mercy. Power. We are called for a work, for ambassadors in this world. We are called by to be ambassadors from him, from the king. Here on earth, to show that you are a child of a kingdom. You're on your pace. Maybe you think I am a little one. Yes, that you are. But you can be great as an apostle from him. On our streets and so there is no justice, but we are called to bring justice, the justice of the king. We are his ambassadors. Gladness is also so a sign of Jesus. No, not fear, but gladness. The father says to his child, my daughter of 14 will dead. She does not see things near anymore. She will not live anymore, said the father about his daughter. Her gladness is away. But we are called to be healed, to have gladness, to be in his justice. Our world is filled with war and chaos, but you can be a peaceful place in your own place for your neighbors, in your family, we are people of peace, for the kingdom of peace is coming, and you are a part of this. You have the power from the Holy Spirit in you. Jesus said you shall have power when the Holy Spirit is coming. Sometimes he says, oh, I have to wake up, I need a wake-up call. But you have already a wake-up call. That is for every day. Every day he will fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit to be a witness, to be an ambassador from him in all the brokenness from this world, in all the chaos of this world, in the wars of this world, we may be a witness of peace. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will have power, you receive power, and you will be a witness from me in the whole world, to the ends of the world, said Jesus. That is his plan. That Jesus will come, your kingdom come, and let your kingdom come over all the earth. That is a prayer for today in my life, in your life. We can be a prayer and we can be a witness, an ambassador through your life. He will be your witness. He will be your ambassador. Signor, do you want this? Do you want this? He takes you out of the might of the darkness in his kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for your plans, for your promises. And on the moment Jesus comes back, he will be the king, and we will be in his real kingdom. And until that day, we will be yours. We will be your witnesses, your ambassadors in this verse, children from you here on earth, to bring justice, gladness, peace, your mercy, and you promise your Holy Spirit coming in us, dwelling in us. Oh Lord, send your Holy Spirit day after day in our hearts, so that we can be your witness, so that we can walk on your ways. Amen. Thank you, Lord, what you will do in our lives. We will sing Our Father Who Is in Heaven in Dutch. Same words from Jesus Christ in Matthew 6. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For from you is the kingdom, the holiness in eternity. Power and the honor is to you in eternity, for always. O Father, give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven